Now's the moment you've all been waiting for. It's bring your cell phone to Mass Sunday. So if you have your cell phone with you, if you take it out, turn it on, and while it's booting up, I'm going to tell you why we asked you to bring your cell phone with you today for Mass. We're starting a new communication system in the parish. It's called Flocknote. It's a way for us to establish a database of all of our parishioners so that we can have your phone numbers, your emails, all in one location. And it's a great way for us to communicate with our parish as a whole so we can keep you up to date on all of the cool things that are happening. And Flocknote is a way that we can stay connected in this digital and technological world. And so you can choose how you want to receive the information. You can receive it via Facebook or Twitter or any other social media account you have. You can receive it through your email account. You can get it through text messaging, or you can even be old school and get it via telephone. In order to sign up for Flocknote, what I'm going to ask you to do is to send a new text message. And you're going to send this text message to the number that's on the third line on our brand new hymn board. You guys like the new hymn boards? So now we have the readings up there too, so you can follow along. Not that it's going to help you today, but in future weeks, we'll have the readings and the songs up on the board. So if you send a text message to 84576, that's who the message is to, and into the subject of your text message, you type in one word, the word Hillcroft. That's the street address, the street that runs right in front of the church. When you type Hillcroft in, you want to make sure it's going to be one word and not two. I notice that some autocorrect features today have made it two separate words. Hillcroft is one word, then you send the text message. And when you send the text message, in a few moments you're going to get a reply saying that you're registered. It's going to give you a website to go to so you can complete the registration by giving us your email address, and then you can go ahead and sign up and follow the directions that are coming. So we encourage you to sign up for Flocknote because it is a great way for us to stay connected to our parish family. I'm going to ask you that as you're closing up those text messages, you are going to get some reply text messages to follow up. I'd ask you to finish the registration process a little bit later. So now we're back to our regularly scheduled program and the gospel message that we heard today. Now, this is a beautiful gospel message because Zacchaeus was a well-known sinner. A lot of people looked at him and they said, oh, he's a tax collector. He steals money from people. But Zacchaeus has an incredible conversion in the gospel. And he does two things that I think that are radically incredible, that shows that he's ready to be a disciple. The first crazy thing that Zacchaeus does is he climbs a tree. He's a grown man and he climbs a tree to see Jesus. Now, any of your kids out there, any of your parents ever climbed a tree for fun? You've seen them up there? Maybe they've climbed a tree to go up and get you, but I don't know that they climb a tree just for fun. So that's an amazing thing that Zacchaeus does. I want to see Jesus, so I'm going to climb a tree to get a better view of him. And then when Jesus sees him up there in the tree, he says, Zacchaeus, I'm going to have dinner with you tonight at your place. Hope you got food in your house because I'm coming over and I'm hungry. And everybody's grumbling. They're like, ooh, what's Jesus doing with that man? He's a sinner. Oh, what's he doing? So when they go to dinner, Zacchaeus says to Jesus, Jesus, I'm going to give half of everything that I have. And I'm going to give that to the poor. And if I've cheated anybody, if I've stolen anything from anybody, I'm going to pay them back four times over. I'm going to give them four times as much as what I took from them. Zacchaeus came before Jesus, and he experienced Jesus' love, and he was transformed. Zacchaeus became a radical disciple because of the message of Jesus' love. Because Jesus opened up a whole new world to him. And Zacchaeus recognized the goodness of Christ. And he wanted to share that with others and he wanted to experience that for himself. And so this example of Zacchaeus is a great message for us because we want to be like Zacchaeus. We want to be radical disciples. We want to open up our hearts to the Lord's love. Now, many of us, if we're going to a big game, like, say, tonight at Reliance Stadium when the Texans have a must-win game against the Colts, we would not think twice about getting dressed up in our Texans gear or painting a Texans logo on our face or getting wild and crazy and screaming and hollering. And we wouldn't think twice about doing something outlandish and crazy for our spouse or our girlfriend or boyfriend. I'm sure that everybody in here could tell a story about something you've done for your spouse or they've done for you, and we would all say, "Oh." That was so sweet. But how many times have we done that for our Lord? How many times have we said, look, I've done something crazy and radical. And I'm not talking about pulling out your cell phone and signing up for Flocknote. I'm talking about something crazy that would change our hearts and our lives forever. Jesus invites us to be like Zacchaeus, to say to him, Lord, here I am, I'm your servant, I'm willing to do whatever you ask me. One way I think that we can be radical disciples of Jesus is just simply by our mass attendance. You know, I stand out there so many Sundays and I watch people walk in, and it looks like everybody's good and ready to go to the dentist. Nothing against dentists, okay? But people walk in and it's like, oh, here we go. We got to go to church again. I wonder when we're going to get done so we can watch some football. But we should be coming to Mass saying, man, I'm so excited to get there. I'm going to receive the greatest treasure the world has ever known. I'm going to receive our Lord Jesus in the Eucharist who gave his life for me. I'm going to go and receive of his wonderful love that he poured out for me. That's how we should be getting ready to go to Mass. You know, one way I think that we can be better radical disciples of our Lord is by making this 1 hour a priority. My friends, we are terrible at St. Thomas More about showing up at Mass on time. You know, I've mentioned this before and I'm going to keep on mentioning it because I think it's such a problem. By coming to Mass late, we're basically saying, look, Lord, I'll get there when I get there. And your sacrifice and your love, I'll experience it on my time. I'm sure you probably wouldn't appreciate it if sometimes I came into Mass at 11:15, sometimes 11:30. I'm putting on my vestments as I'm coming up the aisle. I'm flipping through the sacramentary trying to find the right prayers. So if you wouldn't want that out of me, why is it okay for us to want that out of ourselves? An opportunity to become radical disciples, meaning that we're saying to Jesus, I put a priority on your love. Lord, I'm here because I need you. I'm here because I want you. I'm here because you offer me a treasure that I can't find anywhere else. And I would encourage all of us to think about how we can use this experience of coming to Mass to become a radical disciple like our Lord Jesus encouraged Zacchaeus to become a radical disciple. We can be changed by our experience of prayer here as a family. And we can do that by worshiping with our whole heart, our whole mind, our whole soul. My friends, when I finish celebrating Mass, I am exhausted. Because I am pouring out as much of my soul as possible for all of the prayers of the whole world. And we in our own way should be tired. We should be spiritually exhausted by coming before the Lord and offering our whole heart and our whole mind and our whole soul to Him. Because this is our chance to be refilled, to be refreshed, to be restored. And that's the invitation that our Lord gave to Zacchaeus. And it's the invitation that He gives to each and every one of us. In the second reading, St. Paul tells us that I pray for you every single day, that the glory of Christ may shine through you. What it means to be a radical disciple is to come to Jesus, to open up our hearts and say, Lord, I need you. I need you because I want to be different, because I want to change, because I want to fall deeper in love with you. My friends, we're here because we need Jesus. We're nothing without Him. And so we come before Him today, bringing all of our prayers, all of our needs, all of our brokenness, all of our sickness. And we say, Lord, we need you. And the Lord in His mercy, and the Lord in His love, makes us radical disciples. He pours His love into our hearts and allows us to experience that love in a new and transforming way. May the Spirit of the Lord's love be with us now. May it be with us throughout the course of the week, that we may have the courage and strength to answer the call to be radical disciples, so that the whole world may know of the love of our great and glorious God.